Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I encourage you now to go get your Bibles and be turning it to the book of Luke chapter 9. In just a moment, we're going to be reading from Luke chapter 9, verse 1, all the way to Luke chapter 10 and verse 20. This is the text for a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the third day of December 19. 1922. And while most of the time in this class will be spent on the text, in future classes we're going to look at Elam's notes on the text and see what we can learn. So while you're getting your Bible and turning to Luke chapter 9 and preparing for the reading of God's Word, I remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and then superintendent of this radio program, and of this radio Bible school, I like to call it. Now let's get our Bible and turn to Luke chapter 9, and let's pay attention as we read God's Word. I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. But for most of this, you're going to be able to follow along in any translation you have, and so I hope you will. Luke chapter 9 and verse 1. And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them forth to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staff, nor a wallet, nor bread, nor money, neither have two coats. And into whatsoever house ye enter, there abide, and depart, and thence depart. And as many as receive you not, when ye depart from that city, shake off the dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed, and went through the villages, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Luke 9 and verse 7. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done, and he was much perplexed, because it was said by... my pages stuck together. Let me start over. Luke chapter 9 and verse 7. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done, and he was much perplexed, because it was said by some that John was risen from the dead, and by some that Elijah had appeared, and by others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, John I beheaded, but who is this about whom I hear such things? And he sought to see him. Luke chapter 9 and verse 10. And the apostles, when they were returned, declared unto him what things they had done. And he took them and withdrew apart into the city called Bethsaida. But when the multitudes perceiving it followed him, and he welcomed them, and spake unto them of the kingdom of God, and them that had need of healing he cured. And the day began to wear away. And the 12 came and said unto him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and country round about and lodge to get provisions, for we are here in a desert place. But he said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy food for all this people. For there were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, make them sit down in companies, each about 50. And they did so, and made them all sit down. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them, and brake, and gave to the disciples, and set before the multitude. And they ate, and were all filled. And there was taken up that which remained over to them of broken pieces, 12 baskets. Luke chapter 9 and verse 18. And it came to pass, as he was praying apart, the disciples were with him. And he asked them, saying, who do the multitude say that I am? And they answering said, John the Baptist, but others say Elijah, and others that one of the old prophets is risen again. And he said unto them, But who say ye that I am? Peter answering said, The Christ of God. But he charged them and commanded them to tell this to no man, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and the third day be raised up. And he said unto all, If any man would come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever would save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is it a man profited, if he gain the whole world, and lose or forfeit his own self? For whatsoever shall be ashamed of me, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh into his own glory, and the glory of the Father, and all of his holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there are some of them that stand here, who shall in no wise taste of death, till they see the kingdom of God. Luke 9 and verse 28. It came to pass, about 8 days after these sayings, that he took with him Peter and John and James, and went up into the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment became white and dazzling. And behold, there talked with him two men, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spake of his decrease, at which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. But when they were fully awake, they saw his glory, and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. And while he said these things, there came a cloud and overshadowed them. And they feared as they entered into the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, my chosen. Hear ye him. And when the voice came, Jesus was found alone. And they held their peace, and told no man in those days of anything which they had seen. And it came to pass on the next day, when they were come down from the mountain, a great multitude met him. And behold, a man from the multitude cried, saying, Teacher, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is my only child. And behold, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly crieth out, and it teareth him that he foamed, and it hardly departed from him, bruising him sorely. And when I besought thy disciples to cast it out, they could not. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and bear with you? Bring hither thy son. And as he was yet a-coming, the demon dashed him down and tear him grievously. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the boy and gave him back to his father. And they were all astonished at the majesty of God. Luke chapter 9 and verse 43. But while they were marveling at all these things which he did, he said to his disciples, Let these words sink into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. But they understood not this saying, and it was concealed from them, for they should not perceive it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. And there arose a reasoning among them, which of them was the greatest. But when Jesus saw the reasoning of their heart, he took a little child and set him by his side. And he said unto them, Whosoever shall receive this little child in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same is great. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out demons in thy name, and we forbade him, because he followed not with us. But Jesus said unto him, Forbid him not, for he that is not against you is for you. Luke chapter 9 and verse 51. And it came to pass, when the days were well nigh come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. And they went and entered into villages of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he were going to Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we bid fire come down from heaven and consume them? But he turned and rebuked them, and they went into another village. And as they went on their way, a certain man said unto him, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the heaven have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. And he said, Lord, suffer me first to go bury my father. But he said unto him, Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but go thou and publish abroad the kingdom of God. And another also said, I will follow thee, Lord, but first suffer me to bid farewell to them that are at my house. But Jesus said unto him, No man having yet put his hands to the plow, and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 10, verse 1. Now after these things the Lord appointed 70 others, and he sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself was about to come. And he said unto them, The harvest indeed is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no wallet, no shoes, and salute no man on the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, Peace be to this house. And if a son of peace be between there, your peace shall rest upon him. And if not, it shall turn to you again. And that same hour remaining, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the labor is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, and into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as is set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever ye shall enter, and they receive you not, go out into the streets therefore, and say, Even the dust from your city that cleaveth to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless know this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh. And I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon which were done in you, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, thou shalt be exalted into heaven, thou shalt be brought down into Hades. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that rejecteth you rejecteth me. And he that rejecteth him, and he that rejecteth me, rejecteth him that sent me. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. That's the reading for today.